This is Rabbi Nassan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 15th, 2024. We will begin and conclude all of Chaf Amud Beis 20b. It is the only section, and it is, of course, the black text. So yesterday we saw this position from Rav Dimi of Naharda, that no, we can force the witnesses to make it early, but not to extend it. Right, the Gemara said, what in the world could be the reason for that? Right, so the Gemara answers, "Hi mechze kishikra, hi lo mechze kishikra." Right, one looks like a falsehood, right? Meaning, when everybody saw the moon and then Beis Din does not mekadesh the chodesh and we extended a day, you have all these people saying, "Oh my goodness, what's happening here?" But when you make it early, some people say, "Oh, we missed it. We didn't see it." Right, now, to me, that's actually fascinating. That the concern is not on the right. I guess the quality of the month or the proper timing of the month, but it's on what looks like falsehood in court or not. That's fabulous. Amar Shmuel that says Yachilna l'takuni l'kule gola. Shmuel says, "Well, I'm pretty mathematically sophisticated. I took some courses in astrology in my local university. I can set the calendar for the entire diaspora. I can set the whole thing up." So Amale Abba Avud Rav Simloi L'Shmuel. So Abba, the father of Simloi, says to Shmuel, "Really, you think you're so smart? Yada Mar Hai Milsa D'Tanya B'Sod HaIbur. Do you, Shmuel, know and understand that which was written in a Braisa about the secret of the Ibur, right, of the new, of the month? Right, Nolad Kodem Chatzos, right, if it is," that's literally born, but we're talking about the Molad, right, that first sighting of the moon, "before Chatzos, O Nolad Achar Chatzos," or if it's after Chatzos, "do you know what this cryptic sentence means?" We'll get to that in just a moment. So Amar Le Lo, so Shmuel says, "No, I have no idea what that means." So Amar Le, right, so he says back to Shmuel, "Midahalo yodamar," right, from the fact that you don't know what this means, maybe ika miliach ranais, and there's other things, the lo yodamar, that you don't know what they mean. So don't be so clear and so certain that you can set the calendar for all the diaspora. So kisalach rabzera shalach lu, right, when Zera left, they sent, Zera went up, tzarech shiyehe laila v'yom min hachodesh, right, that the night and the day have to be of the, right, the next month. So you have to see the Molad before, so that both night and day, right, which is how Judaism generally works, have to be part of the new Chodesh. Right, the Zusha Amar, this is what Abba Avud Rabbi Simloi said, right, Zusha Amar Abba Avud Rabbi Simloi, Mechashmin et Toldato. Right, we have to calculate its origin. Nolam Kodam Chatzos. If the Molad is there before Chatzos, before noon, Biyadua Shinira Samach L'Shkia Sachama. So then, right, you can see it before Shkia Sachama. Then you're going to have, right, the night Shkia Sachama is sunset. Then you're going to have the night and the next day, right, as part of the beginning of the month. But no lad kodem chatzos, if it's not, right, doesn't originate the molad before chatzos, biadua, then it's clear and certain shilonira samach l'shkias achama, you're not going to see it before sunset, it's going to be after, and then you're not going to be able to have the night and the day as part of the new month. You have to wait another day, add a day to the month. Gemara now says, well, l'may nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference? They're going to come and testify or they're not going to come and testify. What does the calculation add to this? So Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, no, lachushe sade, meaning the witnesses come, they're going to tell us they saw it here, they saw it there. Right, and we need to see and know if they're telling the truth. And this is a method, right, where we could know if they're going to be truthful or not. Now says Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. There says in Rav Nachman, Esrim Ba'arba Shai Mechase Sahare. There's 24 hours, right, where the moon is hidden. Right? They seem to believe that between the new moon, the old moon, the new moon is 24 hours where it is hidden. Lididan for us, Shesh Me'atika, there's 6 from the old month, Vitam Nisari Mechalata, and 18 from the new month. Liditum for you, Shesh Mechalata, is 6 of the new month, Vitam Nisari Me'atika, and 18 from the old month. I have a terrible mental block on all things calendar and celestial beings, so we're just going to take that Gemara at face value, and we are going to move on. The Gemara again asks, L'mai nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference, right? When is it going to come and testify anyway? No, the same thing. If we know when it's supposed to occur and when it's supposed to be visible, when it's not supposed to be visible, so then we can use that to refute testimony of the witnesses that come. So Amar Mar Mar, right now we're quoting what we said before. Tzarech she'ad laila v'yomin achadash, right? The day and the night and the following day have to be from the new month. Okay. Minalan, where? What's the source? How do you know? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says me'erev ad erev, right? From evening to evening, right? So the day begins in the evening. Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says. Ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim la'chodesh ba'erev, right? That you go until the 21st day at night, right? That's a reference to Pesach, of course. So my benayu, again, what's the difference between these two psukim? Okay, we know the halacha is two different psukim. Is there a difference when learning out one from the other? Is it ba'erev ad erev, right? Tishbetu shabbat chaim? Is it no by Pesach? Ad yom Asrim lachodesh ba'erev. So Abaye Amar Mashmos Dorshini Kibeinai. Abaye says no. There's no practical difference, but there's a learning difference, right? How do you read the psukim? Rava Amar Rava says no. Chatzos Laila Ikabeinayu. Right. There is the difference between those two is indeed midnight. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, so there's no issue of Chatzos at all, right? That is just a question of the day starts right at night, so you need night and day. But right when we're counting Ad Yom Echad V'Esrim L'Chodesh Be'erev, right? So maybe that is from Chatzos of the first night, because until then you can bring your Korban Pesach, etc. Right? Until Chatzos of the 21st day, and maybe the cutoff time is not nightfall, but chatzos. So that would be a practical difference between, what if you saw the moon in the early hours of the evening. Now it says, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Zeira, name Rav Nachman, Kol Sveiko Lekame Shadina. Right? All Sveikos, all doubts with regard to the day, we push forward. Now what does that mean? The Gemara is going to tell us. Lameimra, right, that is to say that when we have Pesach and Sukkot, dechamisar v'shitzar avdinan, right, we observe them the 15th and the 16th of the month, that is indeed correct, our besar, but the 14th, lo avdinan, we don't, right, it's not the 14th, 15th, it's the 15th, 16th. So now the Gemara makes a horrific suggestion, right? V'le'eved nami arbisa, why don't you do the 14th, 15th, and 16th? Right, and specifically talking about Sukkot, Dilma Chasru Ab, Chasru Elul. Right, if Elul is Chasr is 29 days, and then Ab is 29 days, well, it's Ab and then Elul, but right, okay. Right, and then really it's going to be the 14th of Tishrei, which is Sukkot. So, but we're not sure. Maybe everything should be a 3-day Yontif. Now we know why that should be shot down right away. That would be horrific. But that, again, of course, is my commentary. For the Gemara's answer, you got to come back and join us on Monday, because this concludes our learning for today and the week. Please come back. Join me then.